Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Mike Jones will join us, NFL writer for The Athletic. Tom Lavero, sports columnist at The Washington Times, joins us at 9. NFL free agency, it officially kicks off on Wednesday, but it's here. Yeah. I'm on NFL.com, and you see some of the signings already. You had a lot of movement over the weekend. Some guys that won't hit free agency, for example, Baker Mayfield. He agreed to a three-year deal worth up to $115 million to stay in Tampa.
He's getting paid.
It's unbelievable.
The Patriots traded Mac Jones. He's now a backup quarterback for the Jaguars. They got a six-round pick for him.
I'm shocked they got a six-round pick for him.
I think Kendrick Bourne signed like a $30 million deal for the Patriots.
33.
But the biggest news is our security guy downstairs, Carlos, Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
He loves the Steelers.
I walked in. He's like, hey, what's going on? And I just said, Russell Wilson. He goes, what? So he was unaware, but Russell Wilson will be with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. It was interesting to hear from a Steelers fan. He goes, ugh. He kind of paused like it wasn't celebratory. He did then ultimately, he processed it about 20 seconds later. He goes, two more wins. Okay, sounds about right. Well,
If you're a Steelers fan, you look at it like at best, we have the third best quarterback situation in just the division, maybe the fourth. Depending on what goes on with Cleveland, if Deshaun Watson can get out of his way and actually live up to the deal that they signed him to.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see where there's a lot of upside to Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett quarterback combo in Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to play. I just think he's a market upgrade over Pickett, even in a diminished state.
Look, Pittsburgh's desperate. I mean, they're desperate.
I think it's a good move for them.
Whether based on Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I would agree. I would agree with Cakes. It's probably the fourth best situation, depending on what happens with Cleveland.
They just have to get better. They just have to get better, and they got better.
But they know they can't, you know, they're not going to get better through the draft at that position, and there's nobody else really to go out and get. I mean, Cousins is probably going to Atlanta. So Wilson, I agree. It's an upgrade.
They finished 10-7 last year.
I know.
With that terrible quarterback play.
So two more wins
of Kenny Pickett. Yeah, if they get two more wins. They finished with 10 wins with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and the mess at quarterback. And what I'd say about Russell Wilson is he's not going to put up these gaudy stats anymore. They have Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, so no quarterback was going to put up gaudy stats. They're going to try and pound the football.
Sure.
But Russell Wilson, for the most part, takes care of the ball.
Yeah, maybe that's all they need. They just need a caretaker for the offense, and that's the role they envision him in.
Yeah. But I would agree. It's an upgrade.
Definitely an upgrade. I thought it was sweet. I thought he was going to go there all along.
They're not winning a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson.
No. Oh, I don't know. I'm not ruling anything out for anybody.
Well,
If they win 12 games,
as long
if
as he gets is Mahomes still playing at Kansas City?
I mean, you know, they can have a bad game. Mahomes is better, sure, but if they actually win 12 games, I mean, that'd be crazy.
26 touchdowns with only 8 interceptions last season.
I'm going under 12 wins for the Steelers.
Yeah, I would go under 12 as well.
I'm going to go winning season.
Yeah, maybe.
It's hard
he's
to
had 17
Tomlin.
Straight, I yeah. think, or yeah, whatever it is.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
I could see that, but that could be 9-8.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought this was a no-brainer.
Kenny Pickett in 2 seasons, and I like him. I thought he had potential, but in 2 seasons, the numbers don't lie. He has 13 career touchdowns.
Yeah, what do you like
in
about
2
Kenny
seasons
Pickett specifically?
I watched him play against the Ravens in person, and I thought he
could
make all the throws.
How many interceptions does he have?
13.
13 interceptions, 13 touchdowns?
Yeah.
And you hate Sam Howell?
In 25 games. I've never said I hate Sam Howell. I just don't think he's a starter.
Well, then I don't know what you think Kenny Pickett is.
He's not a starter anymore with Russell Wilson. That's my point. That even last year, when Russell Wilson supposedly was terrible, he doubled Kenny Pickett's career touchdown total in one season.
Do I want to fade Mike Tomlin and bet that he's not going to make the playoff or finish with a losing record for the first time?
I wouldn't do it.
I probably shouldn't do that.
I also feel like
I kind of want to do it.
I also feel like Tomlin's a great guy to coach Wilson in his ego and everything else, right?
Like, knock him down like 5 pegs.
There's no chance.
You had an office in Denver? Yeah. You had like a whole floor at their complex? That's not happening here.
Right.
That's not happening in Pittsburgh.
You get a locker in a corner.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be good for Russ, just to be one of the guys.
Right.
He's got to earn everything he gets. I think I'm rooting for a comeback for him. I'm kind of torn.
Look at this heel
because,
turn.
You know, we had a nasty divorce in Seattle, but it is almost sad at this point. But there was a stat that I saw from Warren Sharp the other day that said 27%, so almost a third of Russell Wilson's passes last year, were behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
And 62% of his passes were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
What's going on with Sean Payton's offense? Is he just not trusting?
No, I think that's Russell Wilson. I think that's a Russell Wilson issue.
Thing. Okay.
So that's why Payton was pissed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw the same thing.
He can't be trusted for any intermediate throws, and then he'll occasionally throw the long bomb, the moonshot. Yeah.
So he's Charlie checkdown.
He's checkdown or moonball.
Yeah,
nothing in between.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Tomlin would be a great, great coach for us at this point in his career.
I don't think he's going to be asked to do too much. I mean, that's part of the thing with Kenny Pickett.
That might be perfect.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of Najee Harris.
They try and win.
Jaylen Moore.
I think the last thing you want to do is ask Russell Wilson to win you a game every week. This way, you just manage the game. He should be good.
But he's got some receivers he can throw to there. I mean, they got some decent receivers, Pickens and DJ. But
though DJ's name's been floated around in trade rumors, so I don't know if he's going to be there or not. But and Pickens is kind of. Yeah, he's mercurial. He's a little bit
he's
out
probably
there.
Hard to
he's
coach.
He's a diva.
But, but he's got talent.
Oh, he certainly does.
He's got talent, yeah. But I don't know. That's a very difficult division, so I don't know. We'll see.
When is Kirk going to make his decision? I read something, just a headline this morning, that another sign that he's probably going to be leaving the Vikings. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
The Vikings are basically waiting with bated breath and hoping that he chooses that.
What, he takes some discount?
Which just sounds
he hasn't
like,
take the,
it
taken
sounds
a discount
like
ever.
He's going to go to Atlanta.
But I did see they have a little bit of a competitive advantage that they have like 2 extra days to negotiate with him before I think other teams can negotiate.
Okay.
Although during this legal tampering period,
what does that
people
matter?
Are talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I did
if,
see though that
if,
Kyle
if Cousins
Pitts,
goes to Atlanta, what does Minnesota do?
Then they're stuck. You know, here's what they do.
Draft.
They grasp and trade up in the draft, possibly.
Are they the ones that had Aiden O'Connell filling in for him?
No.
O'Connell's with the Raiders.
He was Vegas.
Who was the guy that filled in for him?
It was a guy from BYU.
Hall from
Jaren
BYU.
Jaren Hall, I believe.
Yikes.
Yeah. They're
going to be in a bad
situation.
They're
drawing kind of thin at quarterback if Kirk's
not
there.
Then you go to the secondary market, the Jacoby Brissett's of the world.
Right. Garoppolo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did see that Kyle Pitts kind of rebuffed. Remember the story that supposedly Kirk has like a realtor in Atlanta, and that he was already looking to figure out who's got his number.
His
and
wife
it's Kyle
is from
Pitts.
There. Yeah.
And I think Kyle Pitts rebuffed that and said nobody's approached me about my number.
Right, of course. It's all just rumor, speculation.
But I didn't realize his wife was from there.
From there.
That's the kind of thing that could move him.
Julie Cousins from the ATL area.
right?
Well, from George.
Alpharetta. Yeah.
I'm just going to go with the Atlanta area in general.
Yeah. George is a pretty big state.
It is pretty large, yeah.
I mean, I just told you, like, Eric asked me, how was Miami for UFC? It's like, I stayed in Parkland, Florida. Right. I went to Miami for the fights.
Well, how far away is Parkland from Miami?
It was about a 45, 50-minute drive.
Okay, got you. Got you.
Well, but you're going to start hearing some stuff. You know, obviously, you've already heard some big names with Russ, and you had the trade over the weekend with Mac Jones. Mac Jones goes to Jacksonville for a sixth rounder. Wow. But you'll start hearing some rumors today.
Yeah, but people are saying, like, the Commanders, that they'll be surprised if they're big players on. They're like, that Adam Peters is more of a day two guy. Like, you know, as
he lets everybody else spend.
He swoops
in.
Yeah, he's not going to go crazy and sign some big name guy. Now,
do you want a Commanders rumor?
That could blow up in my face when you announce they signed somebody.
Yeah, give me a rumor.
This is from NFL notifications on Twitter. I don't know how great of a background it is. About 37,000 followers. It says NFL updates for the latest insider information. Mm-hmm. It says Commanders expected to be top contenders to land offensive tackle Tyron Smith and tight end Gerald Everett.
Hmm. I saw that rumor yesterday. Saw that they're in on Patrick Queen out of the Ravens, too.
I saw that rumor.
There's so many rumors.
But Patrick Queen, I did a little background research on that one, and he's literally rumored to be on about 10 teams.
Right.
So I don't know that the Commanders have a leg up. Before the show started, I asked Cakes, I was like, well, the Commanders have signed anybody by the time the show's over.
I'm going to say no.
I think he said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah.
But you can always fade me.
I hope you're right.
That would be cool, especially if it was a big name. That would be nice. So old BK back there, Byron Kirk, can give us the...
That's right. Byron Kirk's here in the building. Right. Any breaking news?
Live update, breaking news.
Right. Well, we need help anyway. It could literally be any position.
The other guy at tackle that I saw them possibly linked to was Jonah Williams from the Bengals.
Yeah, his name's been thrown about.
Yeah. Tyron Smith and Jonah Williams.
A lot of buzz on them signing a center. Yeah, that sounds super boring to me.
Well, yeah, but they've got holes everywhere.
I understand that they need it.
They need one big time.
I'm just telling you, the guy that snaps the ball, to me, boring.
Yeah, but it's more important than that. And it was really highlighted when Rouye would go out.
Oh,
like,
understood.
When you get busted up the middle, you can't do anything.
Didn't they have a great record with Chase Rouye for some reason?
It kind of
relative.
Did. Yeah, no, I mean,
relative to their other record.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
I'm hearing Saquon to the Eagles.
Uh-huh. Well, he's going to be better when Jalen Hurts rushes for 20 touchdowns next year.
Tyron Smith is 33 years old.
Yeah,
he misses a lot of games.
I'm going to guess that rumor
is Would you rather have Jonah Williams, who's, what is he, 27, 26?
Probably. I don't know.
Than Tyron?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an offensive line guy. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, would you rather have the younger guy?
All things being equal, sure.
I don't know who's better.
Yeah, all things being equal.
But, yeah, I don't know if the team.
I mean, I do like taking away from your, you know, division rival.
Speaking of division rivals, I'm not willing to predict this yet, but I said don't rule out of hand that the Commanders can move up and have a year where they could compete for a playoff spot. Another factor is the teams in division could be going backwards. The Eagles have now lost Jason Kelce to retirement and Fletcher Cox to retirement.
And I saw
those are big hits.
Yeah, and I saw that they're rumored to be in the trade market to get rid of some of their defensive linemen.
Now this
Sweat and who am I missing? Reddick.
So this could be old data, but it's from a study when he was with Houston. But Charlie did Kimes podcast, right? And Charlie said when they were there, they researched teams that turned it around with new staffs and everything and got to the playoffs within 3 years.
Hey, he talked about this on our show.
Did he mention that what they found was you had to have 12 starters?
Yes.
And that he said, I mean, do you think we have 12 starters that are going to be here in 3 years?
Don't know.
I mean, we probably
possibly
have three or four.
Maybe by the end of, I mean, we'll see where they are after the draft
he
this
has
year.
Some work to do.
After the draft this year and free agency this year, they may have 12.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I mean? They're going to draft guys that they hope are the building blocks of the contender of the future.
Might have five or six right here. I mean, they might have three that'll be here in 3 years. So I would doubt they're going to have 12 after the draft of free agency. In other words,
so in 3 years, will they have 12 starters after
from this opening day roster?
From the opening day roster, and he says he finds it unlikely, and I think he's probably right. We're just we're like an expansion team. We really are.
Well, you better hope the quarterback's one of them.
All right, we'll keep you up to date throughout the show.
That's the biggest one.
Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us as the legal tampering period for NFL free agency is underway. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.